This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boy, it's weird. Brandy didn't sound very enthusiastic like when he calls a Michigan touchdown. There seemed to be a little sadness in his voice there. But look, ultimately, hey, I don't get to take any credit. I didn't pick OSU to win. I mean, I knew Michigan hadn't played a quarterback all year. I said it. I knew the Big Ten sucked. I said it. I just didn't believe OSU was capable of putting that together, and I couldn't believe the level of fraud that your defense was. It was utterly remarkable. And when you're the CEO, it falls at your feet. That's why it's such a disgrace that Harbaugh is not addressing the media today and will wait for the bowl. See, if you had integrity and you had any accountability, being the Michigan man that you are, whatever the hell that means, don't you get out there today and just do it. Just get it done. Crazy to me. Whatever. Sully, go ahead. I heard you were quite a presence on social media this weekend from other people in this office.
Well, it's because I have to respond to a lot of stuff that, frankly, I don't like responding to. Because I get tweets from people, of course, that say, oh, you know, your score prediction was 24-13. How'd that look? It's like, you know what, guys? I'd like to apologize. Pardon me for just once believing that Michigan would get it done, right?
Yeah,
pardon me.
Guilty.
Pardon me for just once thinking that Harbaugh could go and win a big game and not lose to Ohio State yet again. Only coach to start 0-4 against Ohio State. This is beyond a point of ridiculousness. This is to a point where Michigan just can't beat Ohio State, where Harbaugh has proven time and time again he just can't win a big game. Can't do it. Get on the biggest stage of the year, all your goals in front of you, everything on the line, playoff,
and
Big Ten, etc. Everything's on the line.
You were going to be a 17-point favorite against Northwestern. You didn't even have to face anybody good to win a conference championship.
They don't even show up. The game wasn't even competitive, wasn't even fun to watch, and Harbaugh just got embarrassed and got outcoached again. Running man and trying to play this bully ball 1980s. Get out of the 1980s.
Oh, Bench
Get
Mason.
Get out of it, man.
Oh, Bench. Oh, he's
no,
so
because,
big.
Because Michigan thinks that they can just go bully people. This isn't Indiana. This isn't Minnesota. This isn't even Iowa, Illinois. This is Ohio State. They have athletes everywhere. You can't just run man and get beat straight up by their athletes. You got to adjust. But that never happens. Time and time again, in a big game, Harbaugh gets outcoached. And you know what? That's the crazy thing to me. Michigan plays essentially a three-game schedule every year.
Correct.
Michigan is a good enough program. They have enough resources. They have enough stuff like that where they're going to get 8 or 9 wins a year.
And he inherited a roster of NFL players.
When you have those three games a year, you have Ohio State, you have some combination of Penn State, Michigan State, Iowa, Wisconsin, whatever. You have basically three games every year that you have to win. And Harbaugh's proven time and time again
he can't
get it done.
No, so here's what you need to do as a Michigan fan. And not that I'm in the business of telling a grown man what he needs to do, I could suggest. Mike, you need to come to grips with the fact he ain't special.
He isn't special. He isn't special because he's showing that. This wasn't Ohio State had more talent, but this was a situation of getting outcoached.
Mike, give him 62 points.
Biggest game of the year.
You gotta try. You gotta try. To suck like that.
But that's the most frustrating. It's the biggest game of the year. And what happens? Michigan allows the most points they've ever allowed in the history of Michigan football in regulation. That's what happens on the biggest game of the year. Where you just get totally blown out, embarrassed. Ohio State just proves that they're on a whole other level than you are. It wasn't even competitive.
Does this mean I have to give back my revenge tour t-shirt?
Your revenge tour, my ass. It sucked.
Use it as toilet paper.
But that's the thing. It's like, pardon me for just once believing in Michigan.
Oh, I'm guilty too. Oh, man. I didn't have the balls to pick Ohio State. I've given you examples why I couldn't pick Ohio State. I mean, they were making spring football mistakes all year long. And Michigan with DPJ and with Nico Collins, with Tariq Black, with a 7-foot-tall tight end, why aren't you attacking that secondary? I mean, why? You got Shea Patterson, right? I was told he's great. Let me tell you something about Shea Patterson. Let me tell you a little something. He's 5'10", and he's not that good. That's what it tells me. It tells me that in the biggest game of the year, okay, a full 13 weeks after Notre Dame, we were going to protect him and break him in slow. Let me tell you something. The only time Shea Patterson's good is when they run it for 300 yards and he could play pass 15 times and drop a throw in. And let me tell you, a lot of quarterbacks could be good in that system. But when it comes down to it, really down to it, not when OSU's in prevent. Shea Patterson, I didn't see it all year. I said it. I got a right to say it today. I say he didn't face quarterback all year. Look, guys, you know my thoughts on the Big Ten. I wasn't trying to downgrade you. I wasn't. I thought you were the best team in a bad Big Ten. But who cares? You win it. Nobody remembers whether the Big Ten was any good or not in 2010 when State won it. I don't even remember. But what Michigan fan needs to come to grips with is this guy's not special. Nah, he's got a great retirement gig. He'll be here forever and never really has to do anything because, dude, you don't want to look at what's on the other side of that door.
No, but that's the thing, though. That's where Nick Baumgartner wrote that in the paper, and he was dead on. That's where we're at with Michigan fans. Michigan fans are living in a world of or what? Not living in reality. Not living in, hey, let's go accomplish our goals. They're living in a mindset of, hey, or what? And what kind of fan is that?
Well, I think both Michigan and Michigan State are doing the same thing. Spartan fans are petrified of even critiquing D'Antonio or demanding anything because then the response is, are you suggesting you get rid of Mark? Or what are you going to do? Right. No, guess what? I'm fully prepared for the or what. Because you know what or what was on Saturday? Losing to Rutgers. Because you employ your friends. We'll save that for the 3 o'clock hour. But Mike, you're right. And Baumgartner's right. And Nick's a pretty sharp guy.
But that's the thing, too. 10 wins, you know, and I'm reading I'm reading a text right now. Sully, 10-2, top 10 in the nation, heading to the Rose Bowl. One loss doesn't destroy a season.
Yeah. Here's my response collectively from this show. You're an idiot.
These people.
You are a lamb. You're an idiot. The Rose Bowl doesn't mean anything when you back into it. We won the last one that mattered. Take a picture of that. The Rose Bowl. You didn't win the Big Ten. It doesn't mean anything, you jerk. The guy's paid $8 million, $9 million a year. You play two tough teams a year and he can't beat them. Sit on that and rotate. What's the matter with you? The bottom line is, in the same time period that Urban Meyer has given you a proctology exam every day of your life, MSU's won 3 Big Ten titles. MSU, who operates their athletic department like a second-rate, flea market. You're a failure. Swear I wish we had some John Taffer sound. Shut it down. You don't deserve to serve food.
I don't know when they will beat Ohio State. They just can't. They've proven they can't.
When Urban leaves.
Yeah, Michigan fans better be hoping that he leaves. The only chance they're going
to
have.
That's what it's come down to. Begging for the other guy to leave.
It's unacceptable. Big game after big game for this to happen. No, I don't care about 9 wins and victories over Maryland and Rutgers and Minnesota and Illinois and Northwestern. Who cares?
Here's another fact. Brady Hoke accomplished more in his first 4 years than Harbaugh. Went 11-2 and won a big bowl game. What the hell have you done? Why don't you go hand it off to a tight end again and lose to South Carolina? It's a joke. The people, Hatchet has to get involved as well. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.